Hey up then, Ginger. Welcome, welcome. No, I'm not having a go at you if you have red hair. That'd be most unfortunate. Ginger, it's a Brazilian, well, South American kind of phrase or saying. I think it's Brazilian, but have a look in the dictionary and you'll see what it means. But yeah, welcome to the Filthy Few Massive. Thanks for joining us once again. Another epic voyage of musical adventure and shenanigans. Today for you, we've got some fine, tasty choice cut beats from Black Lamb 1984, Tiger Force, Lost Penguin, Booty Bonanza from Crystal Castles. But first, kicking off the Filthy Few podcast numero 7 is this from the Volcanoes, and it is King of the Hill. So that was the Volcanoes there. They're a four-piece from north of England, Sheffield and Leeds to be precise, taking inspiration apparently from the likes of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Kings of Leon, Razorlight, Coral and The Doors. Check out more information from our MySpace site, myspace.com/filthyfewuk. Now, this little article came to our attention reading the local mag in London. Apparently, Landon Kebbies are allowed to pee in public, so this could save you on a night out. If you bribe the taxi driver, tell him how much you need a slash and pretend to be him, perhaps get, you know, swap places with him for a little bit. I wouldn't recommend driving afterwards, obviously. That'd be stupid. But apparently, due to an ancient bylaw, cabbies are allowed to pee in public anywhere they like, as long as they stand to the right of the cab and they place their left hand on the vehicle at all times. Now, that bit strikes me as a little far-fetched. Perhaps I shouldn't believe everything that I read in the papers, but, you know, there you have it. Now, a bit of fisticuffs we hear here at Filthy Few HQ. The Automatic, they're waging indie beef with the Horrors after calling them crap. So prepare for some all-out war. The Welsh boys from the Valleys, they could be soon getting a call from the Goths, who are the Horrors. So watch your back, lads, because apparently there's this is another pub thing. Maybe I shouldn't believe this stuff. But apparently I think you can kill somebody with a crossbow in certain parts of Wales. Whether it's true or not remains to be seen. I heard it in the pub. That's all I'm going to say. Moving swiftly on, we've got music now from an electro two-piece. This is Black Lamb 1984. They've got a wide range of electronic influences, and this is their track Beat Beat Beat.
Yeah.
Nice that, isn't it? Black Lamb 1984 with Beat Beat Beat. More information, myspace.com/BlackLamb1984. Or you can go to the Filthy Few website, Filthy Few UK. That's myspace.com/FilthyFewUK. Now, when we heard these next boys, we had a tingling in our toes having played gigs like Nag 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 and Art Rocker in London. They're more than worthy of much love and appreciation. Hailing from good old London town, the two-piece rock the Filthy Few's world. And this is Tiger Force with Syntax Error.
Crunch my brains, it's by a computer away. I better rewind, press play.
Fire, fire, fire! I'm gonna keep push up, push up, push up. You can follow me. Fire, fire, fire! I'm gonna keep these on the fire.
Brilliant, aren't they? Tiger Force there, myspace.com/Tiger Force for more information. Check out some more of their tunes. That was Syntax Error there. They've got many more great ones. Check out where they're gigging as well. Now, if you haven't heard already, the famous funny tooth man known as Justin Hawkins, he's quit the darkness to concentrate getting back on the straight and narrow. And he's also admitted to having £1,000 a week cocaine habit. But he's now cleaning up and he's leaving two members of the former glam rock wannabes. So Filthy Few suggests that if you do want to check them out, then check out the Butlins website for all their up-and-coming gigs. Now, take a little listen to this. It's pretty funny.
If this place was to close, mate, everybody, yeah, around this facility, yeah, would have nowhere to go.
Well, it'd be a disaster, really. It would be, you know. We need it to be open.
How much did the first guy sound like Gavin from The Office, and how much did the second guy sound like Jim Trott from Vicar of Dibley? You're probably less familiar with Jim, but he's the guy that kind of, you know, the Christmas specials you always see. You know, the rest of the family's probably asleep on the sofa and you're bored out of your head. Jim's the guy that he drinks a lot and he sleeps a lot. And if you really listen again, I think you'll get what I'm coming at. But moving swiftly on now, back to some more great music. We've gotten a bit of an animal theme, the link. It's a bit of a tedious link, but from tigers, from Tiger Force to penguins. Yes, we have Lost Penguin with their track Pleasurewood Kills. Lost Penguin there then, a bunch of crazy mentalists. You can check out their music and more information on where they're touring. Check out myspace.com/ Where's My Penguin for more info. They recently played the prestigious Razzmatazz in Barcelona, and it's a night that's synonymous with what's going to be hot in the coming weeks and months. So yeah, do check them out and see where they're playing next live. A two-piece, they're known as Pengu and Pingu. Love the name, guys. But thanks for joining us on the Filthy View podcast. Get involved, myspace.com/filthyviewuk. You can get the full track listings for all the Filthy View podcasts and the bands we feature, links to them on the website. We're going to leave you now with a double bonanza from Crystal Castles. Future podcasts to come. Before we go, we're going to tell you we've got 59 Violets coming up, Bolt Action 5, Lost Penguin, more from them, Computer Man, Flex, Man Like Me, Neon Plastics, Talk Taxis and Trash Fashion. But for now, this is Crystal Castles. The first track is called Air War, and the track name for number two I just can't pronounce. Go on the internet, have a look on the MySpace site and you'll see what I mean. For now, ciao. I'm joined on the phone now by Carl from the Dead World Leaders. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad, yeah, not bad.
So tell us what you're doing right now, what at this very precise moment.
Right, we're outside the Octagon in Sheffield, which is the biggest theatre we've ever played. It's like just short of 2,000 people. We're here supporting Little Man Tate. They're playing their big Sheffield homecoming gig. So we just listen to them soundcheck. We have a few beers and soundcheck ourselves and then play.
So tell us, you were known as Daybreak before.
We were, yeah.
And now the Dead World Leaders. What's behind the name change?
Well, we felt... first and foremost, I felt the name didn't really suit the sound we were doing. I mean, the old Daybreak kind of like was quite acoustic-led, you know, very kind of Coldplay influenced. But we've kind of grown out of that, you know. We've not really started listening to new music. We've just decided we didn't want to go down that path. It wasn't like a conscious decision. We just kind of moved more towards the heavier, in not like rock, but, you know, the heavier side of indie. And we thought that the name Dead World Leaders kind of fitted with that better. And also... there's literally about a million bands called Daybreak. So, you know, we get like friends texting saying, oh, you play this in Scotland site? It's like, no.
So any Dead World Leaders, did they inspire you? Which Dead World Leaders in particular have you got a kind of fondness for? Maybe Mussolini or?
It's got to be Hitler, hasn't it?
Oh, controversial.
Yeah, just because he was a bit mental. You mean, people go on about, now he's just like psychopath. But towards the end of his days, he did go like a bit insane. which is quite funny. He thought that he could single-handedly like defeat the whole world by himself, which obviously he didn't do.
He's a bit of an oddball, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Thankfully,
they all,
now
they all
resigned.
Are, to be honest.
Yeah, well, there was this. I read this article yesterday. This Italian TV program had done a bit of a sting on Italian politicians. Got them all outside to have interviews with them. The makeup lady wasn't, in fact, a makeup lady. The cameras were real. The interviews were fake. And the makeup lady was taking swabs from their heads, and then they tested them for drugs. And quite a large percentage of the politicians came out with positive tests for cocaine and cannabis within the last 36 hours.
I'm not surprised.
Which is pretty shocking. That was in the Times, actually, as well. So it's not the Sun sort of, banter,
yeah,
pub sort of thing. So, Dead World Leaders, what have you got coming up for us?
We've got a gig tonight, and then we're playing on Sunday in Nottingham with a band called Reverend the Makers. They've just been on tour with Arctic Monkeys. They're like the kind of next Sheffield big thing. Then we're, the week after that, we're going to Jersey for a couple of days, playing a couple of gigs in Jersey.
The homecoming.
Which will be exciting. Yeah, we're coming towards the end of a tour at the minute. We've played London, been all the way up to Scotland, Wales, everywhere. It's been fun, tiring, but fun.
And what's been the highlight?
Of the tour? I don't know. We had a good gig in Barnsley the other day. Basically, a lot of the gigs we've had kind of like technical troubles, and that one, everything went really well. And the backstage, like, there's massive plasma screens, we've got unlimited beer, we just literally played the gig, sat down and watched Jonathan Ross. It's brilliant.
And so debut EP album, anything like that?
Yeah, we've got a single coming out. It's supposed to come out a few weeks ago, but various problems have meant it's been put back. So that's, there's no specific release date at the moment, but it's looking like it's going to be mid-November. And if you want to have a listen to that, it's on our MySpace, myspace.com/deadworldleaders.
Like the plug. What finally, to finish, what unsigned band are you digging as well at the moment?
I don't know. I'll just mention one of our friends, Avant-Garde. They're a good band.
Avant-Garde, how can you check them out? MySpace, obviously?
myspace.com/avant-garde, and that's spelled AVANGAAD.
Wicked. Joined on the phone by Kyle from the Dead World Leaders. Check out more information from them, myspace.com/Dead World Leaders. Kyle, enjoy the Octagon tonight. Send my best to Little Man Tate. I saw them in Islington, I think, last year, and they were absolutely... Front man had a lot of energy. I loved it.
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
You enjoy your night, mate.
Yeah, have a good one, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.